But for today, I determine wealth by my freedom to choose. I determine wealth by my freedom to choose. And I choose to be wealthy and free. Not a bad idea, right?
Right.
Not a bad idea. I determine wealth by my freedom to choose. All people on the face of the earth, basically, say they'd like to be wealthy. They'd like to have sufficient money to do anything they want to do. They'd like to be able to have their homes and their yachts and their toys and all those wonderful things. But that's not true. Have you had wealth in your family? And your answer is no. Do you have a wealthy father? No, he's making out all right, but he's not wealthy. Do you have a wealthy mother? No. Do you have wealthy brothers and sisters? Are any of them exceptionally talented or capable and proven? Well, no, they're working on it. Well, how can you expect to be wealthy if you don't have a wealthy consciousness? Well, it's just because my relatives aren't wealthy, that doesn't mean I'm not going to be wealthy. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You're known by the people you associate with. Your wealth is by your choice of who you associate with. Well, I was born into that family. It doesn't make any difference. You don't have to associate with them. You don't. You don't. How old was Sylvia when she first hit the street? She left the house when she was like maybe 16, 17 years old, maybe before. And she went off doing her own thing. She didn't care what her parents did. She was doing her own thing. Isn't that what teenagers usually do? They try to get out and get on their own and do things, even though they're not ready yet to be a mature adult. They're not ready yet to be 18 or 21, whatever the ages are that are necessary to get on your own. Well, children do not stay around their house if the family is not a harmonious family. And a harmonious family is a wealthy family, is a family that always has enough to do whatever they want to do. My parents always had enough for us to do. And what happened? What happened? All the neighborhood kids came to our house. All the neighborhood kids came in our car to go out to our lake cottage. All the neighborhood kids lived with us and not with their parents. Wise kids. Their parents were wealthy too, but they didn't act wealthy. They acted like depression time. They acted like they didn't have things. And yet they had a house and they had lots of beautiful things, but they acted as though they were not wealthy. You know people do that? People who are wealthy say, I can't afford it. I had such a kick out of Peg Carter. Here she is, a rich bitch, you know. She is really a rich, rich lady. And what does she do? She clips coupons. I mean, it gives her a thrill to clip coupons, but she didn't have to clip coupons. She could print the coupon factory, you know. She didn't have to do that, but it gives her a thrill to do that. Now, to me, clipping coupons is a waste of time. I don't have time to go searching through all these coupons and find 2 cents here and 5 cents there and 30 cents here and 50 cents there or whatever off the product. When I want something, I go down and buy it, which is what most people do. And I'm buying it because I want that. I don't choose to think of myself as limited that I got to clip coupons. Now, there's nothing wrong with clipping coupons. You clip coupons because you have the time to clip them. And if you were thinking, I'm independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy, you wouldn't have time to clip coupons, but you'd have time to be independently wealthy. Now, people love to be on the lowest common denominator of their possibility. You know what that means? They're at the bottom of the shtick. If the stick is, here's the beginning of wealth, and here's wealth up here on the other end of the stick, they're at the beginning of the stick. Oh, they're at the stick. They're at the point. They're at the possibility of being wealthy, but they think of themselves as poor. They think of themselves as poverty. Now, if a rich man takes a $1,000 bill and lights a cigar, you think, well, he can afford it, no big deal. A rich man cannot afford to light a cigar with a $1,000 bill. You know why? A rich man values money. And he says, I will buy 10,000 books of matches for the $1,000 bill, and I'll be able to light my cigars forever. You see, a rich man is not a wasteful man. He is not a man who does not, wasteful is the wrong word. The rich man is not a man who does not respect how things should be used. A rich man has a car for sports. He has a car for a tractor or a truck. He has a car for his limousine. He has a car for various purposes, and he doesn't mix them up. He uses them for whatever purpose he has them. And he always keeps everything operative. He always keeps everything in perfect shape because it is there for him to use it. A rich man does not have a poverty consciousness. Now, if you have a poverty consciousness, don't expect to be rich. If you have a poverty consciousness, don't expect to be rich. I'll say it again. If you have a poverty consciousness, don't expect to be rich. If you have a rich consciousness, you are rich. If you have a rich consciousness, you are rich. If you have a rich consciousness, you are rich. It's all up to what our thinking is. Do we think and act and live as a rich person or as a poor person? They say if you were to take rich people, medium people of all types, and put them in a nudist camp, you couldn't tell a rich person from a poor person. Well, I don't agree. A rich person carries himself with a bearing of competence. A poor person carries himself, humbling himself to himself. A happy person is a person who looks happy. An unhappy person is a person who doesn't look happy. A man who believes that life is fun and women are to be enjoyed is a debonair, a fantastic fellow. The women enjoy his company. Even though they know he's a nut and so forth, they enjoy his company. Now, why would women enjoy the company of some nut? Because that's what they want. They want someone who is free and easy and open and enjoying life. They don't want to be taken by somebody. They want to know what they're doing. When a woman has a gigolo, does she know she has a gigolo? You bet. She has the gigolo on purpose because he does what she wants him to do. He has no mind of his own. If he does, he has to do it when he's not around her. But, you see, this is what life is all about. I determine wealth by my freedom of choice. What sort of things am I associating with in my life? What sort of things do I want in my world? What sort of experiences do I want? What sort of activities do I want? Remember the lady with five children who were all sick? What did she say?
I have no time to be sick.
I'm sorry?
I have no time to be sick.
I haven't got time to be sick. I haven't got time to be sick. Now, that's not a positive statement, but I haven't got time to be sick. She doesn't have time to play around with being sick. She has things to do. Now, is that an acceptable reason for being whole and perfect? Well, it works for her. I'm not telling you that you have to be a Jehovah's Witnesses, or you have to be a Seventh-day Adventist, or you have to be a Catholic to enter into the kingdom of heaven. I'm saying you have to believe. You have to believe. Now, are you ready for that? Are you ready to be wealthy? Are you ready to be healthy? Are you ready to have all that life has to offer to you? Are you ready for that? If you're not ready for that, then what happens? It doesn't come. It doesn't come. We go back to Greg again this morning. Greg is speaking his words, saying that he wants to have a beautiful house, a beautiful circumstance in his world. He wants to have a wonderful job. He wants to live in a very fine community. He wants to be among people who are very successful. And then he has the opportunity to do it. Does he do it? No, because he doesn't really want it. If he really wanted it, he would take it. Now, he told us about a couple of wonderful situations that were coming his way. Now, let's see what he does. Let's see what he does. Whatever he acts upon will be a perfect indication of whether he sees the big picture or whether he just sees the little picture. Now, I'll ask you this question. Can Greg see the big picture? Any comment?
Yes, he can.
Yeah? Can he see? Can he see the big picture?
Yes.
That was a long time coming.
Yeah.
No. And you see, we have to see the big picture. And if we can see the big picture, then we can see Greg seeing the big picture. But if we can't see the big picture, then we can't see anybody else seeing the big picture. When we're a long time coming to that conclusion, what it says to us, hey, I haven't got a very big vision for myself. I'm not looking at the big picture for myself. I'm not seeing for myself what it is that I want. Now, what do you want? What's your big picture? Well, what's your little picture? What's your moment-by-moment picture? What is your choice? This is why you don't have it. This is why you're not experiencing the choice. This is why everything is going and not coming back. Why are you doing that to yourself? Why are we doing that to ourselves? Because we haven't determined what our big picture is. We haven't determined what our little picture is. I determine wealth by my freedom to choose. Now, what are we choosing? Do we want a car because it'll make do? Now, I don't think Greg has a problem with the value of the car. Greg has a problem with a car that he has had before and he'd like to have it again because the car had happy memories. He doesn't realize that the car is not going to have happy memories because he had happy memories before, but the car is going to have new memories from where we are now. And the various things that we work with, they're all going to be new. They're all going to be something fantastic and beautiful. How do you develop this ability to see the big picture? How do you develop that? Much less see the little picture, but how do you develop the ability to see the big picture? Well, it's called dreaming your wildest dream. And when you say, well, let's see, next year at this time, I will have a 12-room house, and I will have my family living there with me. I will have 20 acres of grounds, all manicured with beautiful lawns and gardens and swimming pools and other beautiful things, indoors and outdoors. And 1 year from now, I will have $1 billion in the bank. Okay. 1 year from now, I'm going to do this thing. Okay, now, that's starting to dream. So now, 6 months have passed and no change has taken place. 8 months have passed and no change has taken place. 9, 10, 11 months have passed and no change has taken place. My God, if it's going to come, it's going to have to come all of a sudden, you know. And then you change and you say, not if it's going to come. You sit down on one end of the beach and you visualize yourself on the other end of the beach. In other words, you sit down in quietness and you visualize, and then it's done. You visualize and then it's done. Why not? Why not? Does it have the capacity to be so? Tell me this, Anita.
Yeah.
When did Greg hear about this millionaire, billionaire who wanted to, him to go on his yacht? Was it in a flash? Or did it come little by little? Hey, there's somebody I want you to meet. Hey, that, da, da, da. It's just thick. Now, when did Gregor talk with the guy, and did they feel good about each other?
Yes.
And did the guy say, come and work for me?
Yes.
And did Gregor say no? That's what he said. The thing is, here he had the opportunity. He had the opportunity. He was thinking big. I want to associate with wealthy people. I want to associate in wealthy circumstances. I want this. Click! Click! My God, we should all be such great creators like that. And then, the test. The test. Do you accept? Do you accept? I come up to Ingeborg and I say, Ingeborg, I'm giving you a brand new car. Here it is. A beautiful Chrysler Concorde. Is that okay with you? Sure. She takes it, and she drives it around campus here and has a good time with it. Now, does she need a Chrysler Concorde? Some classy, classy car like that? No. Is that who she is? Yeah. She couldn't get it if that wasn't who she was. We cannot have anything if it is not who we are. So if you want to be independently wealthy, act independently wealthy, think independently wealthy, dream independently wealthy. If you want to be healthy, act healthy, dream healthy, think healthy. Follow me? It's so simple, but we have to choose who we're going to associate with, who we're going to be with, who's going to be in our world. I determine wealth by my freedom to choose. Now, what are we choosing? Did Gregor say he wanted to be associated with wealthy people? Boom, there, the guy was right there saying, come. But Gregor, I don't know anything. Gregor, you know, still trying to say, hey, I'm not worthy of you. I can't do what you, hey, no problem, come, just look pretty on the boat, you know. You know? And man, go. You say, well, maybe it's not a nice thing. Maybe the guy is illegal. Maybe the guy is a mafia or something or other like that. Is that who you create in your world? No. You create everyone in your world honest, beautiful, and good, and interested in your welfare. Interested in you being with them in their life. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. And if you don't take advantage of it when it comes, then the principal is going to say to you, huh, I give you 6 different beautiful opportunities. You don't take any of them. I guess I won't bother thinking them up anymore. This is your own inner mind talking. Your own inner mind is saying to you, if you're not going to act upon the things that it gives you, well, then it just won't bother giving it to you anymore. And if you're going to start acting upon it, then more come and more come and more come. And the beautiful ideas are just overwhelming. I determine wealth by my freedom of choice. I determine wealth by my freedom of choice. I live in a wealthy community, in a wealthy family, in a wealthy with wealthy friends, if that's your choice. Or health, I live among healthy people, if that's your choice. What do you want? How do you want your life to be? How do you want everything to go in your world? Once you determine that, don't be surprised when it happens. Flow with it. Say, I accept. And it's done. Well, that's your thought for today. Run with it. I love you very much.